A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 24 through 30. And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the things that I have noticed again in my travels as an itinerant preacher is that sometimes people really enjoy the preacher that comes in. They always tell me that they enjoy their pastors or deacons when they preach, but they still like the freshness of someone new that comes in. I have to tell you that when I hear this, the first thing that I think of is that they are really being nice. But then after a while, I begin to understand that they need to hear a word from somewhere else than just the word that they may be accustomed to hearing. It's not that the word is bad, but the word that they are getting is the same old word. When a parish mission takes place, people are eager to hear something that they don't often hear. They want to be challenged, but they need a new voice, a new way of looking at things. But what does this say to the home preacher? In the gospel today, Jesus tells us that the preacher is not accepted in his own hometown. The reason being that he gave them that the word, the reason being that gave them the word, but they didn't want to listen. They were angered because of his challenge. He tells them a word that they don't want to hear and even less accept. The problem is that this is more common than one might think. I have a good friend who was a priest in another mainline Christian church. He was an associate pastor in his parish for several years, but began to notice that some things needed to be addressed. He thought that the people could look a little bit deeper into their own lives and the ways that they treat one another. In addressing this issue in his sermon, he was eventually called in by the parish board, who told him that he would not continue or should not continue his line of preaching because it was offensive to some of the members of the parish. He thought that what he was doing was to follow his heart and his conscience. Well, following this line of preaching cost him his job as the associate pastor because it was not what the people wanted to hear. He wasn't to be as challenging as he was. He needed to preach what they wanted to hear. But what does this say to the preachers and teachers of the world? Are we supposed to just preach and teach what people want to hear, or to truly preach and pray and teach the word that has been revealed to us? And what does this say to the people who are listening and are not the active preachers of the world? Are all of us called to be preachers of the word? I think so. All of us are called to live the word. If we are not preaching and living the word, then we are not faithful to our baptismal promises of living as Christ taught us. My thinking is that no matter what, we need to go ahead and preach anyhow. We need to continue to call others in, to give freshness to the word, but we still must give everyone the best that we can. And for those who do not stand at a pulpit and preach the word before the throngs of faithful, what of you? Are you off the hook? Oh, I don't think so. There are many, many who still and will judge you because they think they know you. Oh, yeah, there are many people in your lives who will wonder what you are trying to do when they know who you are. But that doesn't mean anything. A saying is attributed to St. Francis that says he instructed his followers to preach the word at all times. and if they had to, they could use words. Our actions must speak for us. They need to tell people not only who we are, but whose we are. Don't give up. Go ahead and preach anyhow.